Trying to answer all of your questions. It has big impact. The changes to auto no-fault insurance signed into law a few weeks ago by the governor. A package put forth by the Republicans, signed into law by the Democrat in the governor's mansion, Governor Whitmer, have big impacts on you. If you're already somebody who knows somebody who's in treatment for a catastrophic injury from a car accident, you know that it's going to have impact. If you get injured going forward, it could have a great impact on what happens to you after that. Joining me now is Lindsay Burton, a program director at Progressions Rehab. Over 30 years of experience in the post-acute care industry, including residential and vocational rehab. Lindsay, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. And so tell me, let's start with your experience. People who sustain traumatic brain injuries often find themselves in need of support and assistance for the activities in their daily life, things that we do without even thinking about. I mean, there is no the new normal is not normal to us. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely, yeah. It's just the basic things that we think, you know, we take for granted. Like you said, you know, dressing, you know, basic care, feeding themselves, you know, getting dressed, all those kind of things, you know, taking their medication. All those things are you know, things, again, we take for granted. And for people with brain injuries, that's something that could be very challenging for them.
Yeah, TBI, as they're called, a traumatic brain injury, changes everything. I mean, it can impact your speech, your ability to communicate, your ability to do just the basic care of yourself. So tell me about how you and your staff help people move through these injuries and become more functional.
Well, we have a multi-level program. We have 9 residential facilities within Macomb and Oakland County at different levels, so people can live, you know, in group homes where there's a little higher level of care. And we have individuals that live in semi-independent, if you would. That's kind of the acronym most people understand, where they're living, you know, independently with a lot of assistance. But in that regard, you know, we help them through a variety of areas. Most importantly, in addition to things that I said before, you know, your basic needs, and we look at their whole life quality. It's the little things that make a difference in their rehabilitation. You know, finding a job in the community or through a structured program, that's real important. So we assist them in that regard, and we help them with transporting them to and from work,
sure,
on a daily basis, and to and from appointments, or to and from to visit family members or friends, which, you know, of course, tend to change dramatically. I mean, the level of friends you have, you know, prior to the injury versus after the injury, people don't even think about those little things. But we're not dealing with the same type of person before,
right? It's hard for some people, which makes it harder on the person that was injured. Now, one of the big changes made to the auto no fault is that post acute care providers going forward can only charge 55% of what your rate was on January 1st, 2019, January 1st of this year. Now, this doesn't just apply to anyone injured after the law takes effect in July of this coming year, but also to anyone who is already injured. So let me ask you this. If you can only charge 55% of your rates were back in January, I mean, how do you stay in business? What does it mean for you? What does it mean for the patients already in your care?
Isn't that something, Steve? If somebody said to you, Steve, your radio station's going to be forced to reduce, you know, your income by 45%, how do you think that would affect your radio station?
I think there'd be a lot of people headed for the door.
Yeah, and the same thing. Or let's even go further. The state legislature. Let's say that their budgets were cut by 45%. What types of services will they provide their constituents?
Well, that's probably a pretty good idea for them. But
yeah.
But if you have a 45% drop in compensation, I mean, how do you continue? Do you have any employees left? How is it possible to even make it work?
I, the reality of it is that we just don't know. You know, I think that we have, as an agency and organization, gone through our budget and looked at, you know, what types of services and programs, you know, will be affected within our own, within Progression. You know, I don't know how many programs will even be around. Some may just decide that's it. So we're going to have to make some tough decisions in that regard. I think that we're going to have to look at, obviously, the big budget as a whole, and we're going to look at services on our programs. I mean, whether we can transport people, whether we can do activities, those types of things. We have to look at staffing. You know, how many people can we afford to have in the building at a particular time to take care of these folks?
And you're somebody who's dedicated your professional life to this. I mean, you're the program director at Progressions Rehab now, but you worked previous to that at the Eisenhower Center, Unique Options, medical care coordinator. I mean, you've been in the industry. for years. You have friends and colleagues and professional associates that you know throughout the industry. And so I'm hearing stories right now of some of these rehab facilities like yours losing employees already. So you have traumatically injured patients who have a level of care they're used to, and the providers that they're used to, the people that they are used to having coming to their home or they see at the rehab center, wherever they might work together, and now they're seeing these people aren't there anymore. That's got to be stressful too.
It is a very stressful time within our industry. That's absolutely true. I think that, you know, part of the responsibility of leadership in these programs is to continue to remain open and honest in terms of what's happening right now. And unfortunately, the reality of it is we just don't know. I mean, we know what is. We don't know what will be. And we're hopeful, obviously, that there can be some adjustments in this legislation. But internally at Progressions, you know, I've been fortunate. I mean, my staff is a dedicated staff, and we're able to kind of maintain the status quo. But, you know, again, I have to make sure that they're fully aware of what's going on. I'll be honest with them.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, if programs like yours don't exist, honestly, I mean, if it's not there, what will happen going forward after July of 2020 and beyond? What happens to auto accident survivors that, you know, that need residential care, for example? What happens to those people?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question. I guess on our end, I suppose that, you know, we would anticipate that some of these folks will move back in with family or friends, which is difficult because many of those families or friends are just not emotionally or physically or educationally equipped to deal with the issues relating to the traumatic brain injury. As I said earlier in their discussion, they change.
Sure, and what about Medicaid-funded nursing homes? Can they take the patients? Are they equipped? I mean, are there even enough spots available?
I believe that there's not enough spots available. And again, I mean, dealing with a brain-injured individual with all the challenges that comes with that is different than their normal, what they would call a normal patient once they see on a regular basis. So I don't think that there's going to be enough available, you know, programming in that respect. And I think the other thing is that the level of program these folks have come accustomed to and have benefited from dramatically will not be there. You know, I guess on the other end, you know, some people will just be on the street, to be frank with you. I mean, I suppose that's going to be the case. I mean, much like when we had the, you know, the institutions closing, you know, in the 90s under Governor Engler, we're going to have the same type of situation, I anticipate. You know, unfortunately, the programs like mine, you know, assist people in many cases in keeping them, you know, out of unlawful situations.
Sure.
Or keeping them alive. So I think you're going to see some of them just not be around. I mean, that's the reality of it.
Unintended consequences. You know what I mean? Yeah. Lindsay Burton.
Unintended consequences. That's the word. Yep, you got it.
Lindsay Burton, Program Director of Progressions Rehab. Lindsay, greatly appreciate you bringing your views, your observations to us today. It's so important for people to understand what's really going to happen that we dig deeper. And I appreciate you being here today. I'm sure we'll talk again sometime soon. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. Let me just finish by saying I remain optimistic. I'm hopeful that within our industry, the legislatures and the governor and those that are involved will see the light of day and make the necessary adjustments so these people can move forward from here. So,
Lindsay Burton, greatly appreciate it. Quick break on the Steve Gruber Show. Back after this.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
Let's make the new year the best one ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Lose weight, detox, and balance your hormones in as little as 25 days with MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. This isn't one of those yo-yo diets where you lose weight with shakes or bars, then put it all back on again when you go back to real food. MyPureHealthSolutions.com uses real food from the grocery store. Our health coaches will support you every step of the way and track your progress. Lose weight and make this the best new year ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
For this latest installment of the Pioneer Audio Tour, I've hopped on one of their shuttle buses. We're driving around the Johnston, Iowa campus, Pioneer's largest R&D center. I want to give you some sense of the scale of this place. There are research fields surrounding research buildings, one building after another. I've lost count. Right now, we're passing acres and acres of greenhouses. But what happens inside these buildings is even more enormous than what I can see from outside. Genotyping, predictive analytics, computer simulations, and more to bring you the next generation of pioneer hybrids and varieties. So we've been driving now for 20 minutes already, and there's still more to see. The Johnston campus, one of the places that makes Pioneer, Pioneer. You'll hear more from me later. For now, let your local Pioneer sales representative hear from you.